السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you once again on this beautiful day of Jum'ah. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our efforts and all our du'as. Mufti Sahib, the first question, can Ishraq and Jahr Salat be read together?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We must learn the proper terminology in Islam of this Salat. One is Ishraq, but the fourth in the end. And one is Salatul Duha. So that's the proper terminology, Duha. What Duha? Chapter number 93. So if you want to read Ishraq and Salatul Duha, what you call Jahr Salat, together, totally permissible. So after Fajr, you read, make some tilawat, some Dua, some Dar, some lesson. 15 minutes or so after sunrise, like now today, yeah, it's around 5:28 or so, is sunrise, 5:28, 5:29, around there. So just say 4 to 6. So now we sit here in the masjid and now we're busy. So now we read 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq, right? The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, and you will receive the reward. Hajjatun wa umratun tamma, tamma, tamma. Now, who can go for Hajj every day, Umrah every day? Nobody. So every day, in the comfort of our towns, our masajid, all that, at the home, so we read the ladies and so forth. So we make 2 rakat salat, 15 minutes or so after sunrise. You receive the reward of the Hajj and Umrah, maximum reward. Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, use the word tamma, 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 pride, hadith in Tirmidhi. Salatul Duha, Jahr Salat, minimum rakats 2, normal habit of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, 8 rakats. So look at the virtue. If you read it immediately after Ishraq, totally permissible. According to all 4 schools, Banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah, go open, you must remember Mishkat, go open other ahadith kitab, because special bab on it, babu ma ja'a fi salatul duha. And then Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, in one time of Malik, a very ajeeb hadith there. She says every day, Mother Aisha says, Ummul Mu'mineen Siddiqatun. Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha says that every day I read this 8 rakat salat. You see, whether it's after sunrise, 15 minutes or 1 hour, 2 hours, it's all flexible. And I would not leave it, ma taraktu, that I will not leave this 8 rakat salat. Even if somebody brings my father, mother alive to me now, after their demise, still I will not leave it. Go out to open what time of Mali. So why? Father said, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, mother Umme Ruman. But she said that I loved the Salat, I saw the Master alayhi salam reading it. So we got the time, so use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And just to tell you, you know, Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq, this Aisab of Majlis, whether you like the man or don't like, that's your business. But I'm telling you, I was with him now 2 weeks ago or so. He's 86 years old, almost 90 years old Islamically. He only sleeps 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day, 20 hours he works. Till now, in this age, me and you can't do it now also. So remember it, Ruhani Taqat. So I saw him myself. That after 15, 20 minutes after sunrise, he reads 4 rakats, whatever, Ishraq, and then 8 rakats, 10 rakats, you understood, of the Salatul Duha, and then he starts his work and everything. You understood? So you must remember, totally permissible it is, there's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, women also wear sandals that doesn't cover her ankles and shoelace area while in a car.
Allah, you're making me laugh. You know, our ladies, sometimes they masters, you know. You know, I was in Newcastle for 20 years, 81 January to 2001, you see. So now, I started these Hajj classes there by my house, there. I used to sit in the passage, and the men, I put them on the lounge and dining room. I put them on the floor and all that. Just put the carpet in it. And the ladies, we give all of them chairs. But the bhajis and old people, the chairman, like we got there, our Haji Yusuf and them, they need chairs, so we organize the chairman. So I gave them the lesson and all that, then we opened the floor. Can you, any questions? So I told them that you, the man, says, you can't be underway, all these things, that's all that, you know, when you're in ihram and so forth, your feet must be open and all. So one Bhaji Bichara passed away in Newcastle, he suffered, you know. He was very sincere. So he asked, he said, can the woman be underway in ihram? You know, so I didn't have to answer the way everybody started laughing. Bichara Bhaji was thinking this way ever to ask this question. For you women, there's no ihram towels and all these things there. Your normal clothing, your normal underwear, everything, that is your ihram. For you ladies, pay attention to what I'm saying. You're following the Shafi'i school, Maliki school, Hanbali school, whether you're in Makkah, Medina, Rustenburg, Joburg, Durban, Cape Town, any part of the world, is wajib upon you. When you perform your salat, you must wear socks or stockings. You leave your house, you must wear stockings or socks. You are performing Umrah, my mother, my sister, you must cover your feet. Right? For the ladies, it's wajib compulsory according to majority scholars. For you Hanafi ladies, it's not compulsory, but my advice to you is you should be covering. I'm asking you, ask the people who just came back now from Umrah and so forth, that how many men will touch your toes, will touch your ankles, will touch your feet, your heels, and you're right by the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafah. What Allah Ta'ala says? We all should take cognizance of this. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse number 25. Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. Wa may yurid fihi, who just makes intention, only intention, in the haram. Haram means Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. M3, 3M, however you want to count it. You just make intention with ilhadi of deviation, with zulmin of transgression, only on your intention. Nuzibhu min adabin aleem. We will punish that person a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. So therefore, all you men who follow the Hanafi school, I know when we used to go, I had to tell my wife, you make sure that you wear your stockings, socks, whatever you want comfortable, and then you go to haram to make tawaf and so forth. So whether you are in ihram or you're not in ihram, then it's wajib, compulsory for you ladies. You must wear the stockings and that according to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. Hanafis say it is mustahab, good, all that, but not. But I'm telling you, you should be wearing it. Because now you work it out, you are performing tawaf, whether in ihram or not in ihram. And now the men touch you, inadvertently, unintentionally. The sin is on who? Is on the men or is on you? 100% is on you. And what Allah says, one of the great Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he passed away in the year 68 in Ta'if. He wouldn't stay in the haram. He would stay outside the haram every day, come to Makkah, teach his students Mujahid and Qatada and Ta'un bin Kaysan and all. After finish the dars, read namaz, all that, then he go away. So they asked him, why you don't stay in Makkah? He said, this Quranic verse, I'm very, very frightened about this. Wa may yurid fihi bilhadi bi zulmin tuzikhu min adat. Our people go for Umrah, go for Hajj, watching TV, checking soccer, movies, talking nonsense and all these things. See what Allah says. So, Dabne ka maqam hai is a time we need to be very, very careful about these issues.
Mufti Sahab, is there a hadith that both husband and wife should make a ghusli janabat on a Friday morning?
The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mani ghassala wa ghassala. You brothers who are sitting here and you esteemed listeners, did you understand the question? The question is this, is there a hadith that on a Thursday night, Friday, whatever you want to say, that you, the husband, must make ghusl and your wife must make ghusl? Meaning that you have in the relationship, you have, you understand, conjugal relationship, intercourse, all that. So this is proven in the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mani ghassala. You take a bath. and waghassala, and you make somebody else take a bath. Now, how are you going to make somebody else take a bath? So this is how it means. In Islam, you can't get busy with girlfriend, all haram, obviously. So you have intercourse for the conjugal relationship with your wife, and then she has to take a ghusl. So yes, it is proven in the hadith. So you get double thawab, inshallah. You understand? People, they wait for Thursday night and Friday. They say, Jumirat ni rata bo moti rache. You understand? Yeah, very big night. Very big night can have big meanings also. You must remember this. So Yahada Somali will understand this. So Friday is good. You get busy with your wife, not with anybody else. And then, inshallah, both parties make ghusl. So that is sunnah also, mashallah.
Mufti Sahab, if a lady kept a nafil fast, but her haid started after Zuhr, should she eat and break the fast or wait until Maghrib to break the fast?
You ladies must understand this issue and understand it properly. So yesterday you were keeping fast, it's Thursday. It's sunnah to fast. And now in the morning, you must remember 8, 9, 10 o'clock, your haid, your menses started. Or in the afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock, your menses, your haid is started. So you must break your fast immediately. While you are in the haid, in your menses, you can't continue fasting. Whether it's Ramadan fast, whether it's Sunnah fast, whether it's Nafil fast. So immediately you have to break it. So if it's Ramadan fast, then you go and break it privately. Don't go announce to everybody, my nafaki started and all that and everything. You just go in your room and eat something or so, and then you should do it discreetly. But you must break your fast. Now the question arises, obviously, if it's Ramadan fast, then you have to keep qada, that everybody agrees. But you were fasting yesterday, Thursday, in nafil fast, in sunnah fast, and all this kind of thing. And now your nafaki started in the morning or afternoon, that doesn't matter. So your fast is broken, and you must break it immediately. The question that is asked is, must we keep qaza when our sunnat fast or nafil fast broke? Is the qaza compulsory, yes or no? This is called fiqhul islami. This is called the faqhu fi deen. You understood? Fiqh means you must go in the bottom of the ocean of knowledge. So we went to the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis, all of them. We asked them, what you're saying? A male or a female was keeping a sunnah nafil fast. For some reason or the other, that person broke the fast. So, hal alayhi al-qada. Is the qada upon that person? So, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis, they say no qada. Why no qada? They say, Quran Kareem says, ma alal muhsinina min sabil. He's muhsin, he's just doing a good action and so forth, which is not compulsory upon him. So they then not compulsory, he must keep qaza. If he keeps qaza, is good, but not compulsory. Then you go to the Hanafi scholars, they say, no, whether it's nafil fast, whether it's sunnat fast, you broke it, excuse, no excuse, whatever it is, you must keep qaza. So we ask the Hanafi ulama scholars, why you say that? They say, Quran says, that first ayat I quoted also in Quran, and they said, wala tubtilu a'malakum. Don't nullify, don't break your action. So Hanafis will say, for you ladies, yesterday you were fasting, and your napaki started morning or afternoon or any time, your fast is broken, immediately you must break it. After your menses is finished, 5 days, 6 days, 8, 9, whatever it is, you take your first ghusl, and then try and keep the qaza as soon as possible. So that will be the Hanafi verdict, and it was wajib then. To start the fast was sunnat, was nafil. But it broke, now it's wajib, you must keep the qaza, and it's compulsory, mandatory upon you. So that is, now what you going to say? So this is how Islamic law works. People say, how can it be such that you got two different verdicts regarding one issue? So I give them the story from Quran. Allah Jalla Wala said that there were two farmers, one right hand side, one left hand side. So this person here, his farm, he had a lot of animals and so forth. So then his animals entered the other person's farm and he had nice crops, harvest, it destroyed everything. Then they went to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, the father, and they told him, give us the verdict. He gave the verdict. Then after that, they passed Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. He said, what my father said? He said, no. My father, I love him, I respect him, but my verdict is different. But Dawood, was Sulaiman, إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْضِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِي غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ. Allah praises both of them. وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. We gave both of them knowledge. We gave both of them the power to pass the verdicts and so. But what Allah says? What Allah says? فَفَأَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَان. We gave Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. You must remember that the deeper, the profound understanding, you must remember that. Now why did it happen? He's the son. You see that when he rebuilt Masjidul Aqsa, who? Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, hadith in Sunan Nasai. So then he made three du'as. Listen carefully, you esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Du'a number one he made after the completion of the rebuilding, reconstruction of Aqsa Mubarak. Chapter number 38. Verse 35, رَبِّ غَفِلْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي قُلْكَ اللَّا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam's first dua, Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not give anybody after me such a great kingdom. He speak to the ant, he speak to the wind, he speak to the birds. So many things Allah mentioned, you must remember all these things. You see, such a kingdom Allah gave him, nobody will ever do. Second dua he made, Uwasiku hukmi hukmak. Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, it must concur, it must agree with your divine judgment. See, when we were in school, they stole so many things from us. They taught us in school that love is blind. But the hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mishkan Kareem, حُبُّكَ الشَّيْءِ يُؤْمِي وَيُسِيمُ. The thing you love makes you blind and deaf. Your son tells you he wants to marry ABC lady. You tell him he's not good lady, not good family. You need a blessing. Because he's blind and he's deaf spiritually. You see, like that it is. So now in school they taught us when you're facing difficulty, to unravel that knot, you need the wisdom of Solomon. You need the wisdom of Solomon. You see, Aziz Yaqub Suleiman. So Aziz Suleiman Yaqub. So you see, Suleiman, Solomon. So you need that wisdom. So here's the hadith. Ya Allah, whenever I'm to pass verdict, it must concur with your judgment. So subhanallah, so his verdict was better. But Allah praised both of them. So it shows that when Anbiya can happen, then Fuqaha, jurors, scholars can also happen. One issue, you have different verdict. One is this, one is that. It's fine. Bukhari Sharif. Sittatul Kubra was Kubra. Two ladies came. Elderly lady, young lady. The elderly lady said, this baby is my baby. And the young lady said, it's my baby. They came to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, he asked them questions, and he saw that the baby is in the possession of the Kubra, the elderly lady. He passed the verdict there in favor of the elderly. He passed Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked them, what happened? They said, this happened. They said, my verdict is different. SubhanAllah, what's your verdict? They say, I take the baby and put on the table and bring one big knife, and I'll chop it up into two. The young lady said, no. You don't ever do that. So he said that this baby belongs to this young lady. How you know? They say nobody will scream like this. Only the biological mother will scream like this. Wisdom of Nabi Sulaiman. Hikmat to Sulaiman. So second dua. And third dua for you, South African. And people of the world. Now we got Jamaat here from Thailand and Malaysia and here and there. Listen to this hadith in Sunan Nasai, wa hadith sahih, it's authentic hadith. من أتى هذا البيت, who comes to this masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, لا يريد إلا الصلاة فيه, with only the intention to read salat here, خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه, you will come out of your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Story time quickly. 1989, my wife and myself, we went to Hajj. Subhanallah, one Jummah, we had in Medina, one in Makkah, and then one in Cairo, you see. And then from there we flew on El Al, the Jutla airline. So from there, Cairo to Tel Aviv. My ticket was showing, you understand, Sinai A, A Sinai or whatever. When we reached there, they told us, A Sinai passed away. You know how you got mango and all that, they all died, you understand? So I said, now what? He said, no, you must go on El Al. Otherwise, you will never book a ticket with El Al. What, you must support the Jutla? So we went anyway, no problem. 89, we went inside it. So then when I took my wife shopping, they in Jerusalem, next to the masjid she wanted. So I was speaking to the brother there, and I in Arabic, so he could say that the guy is a foreigner. So he told me that from where you come? I said, you know, we Africa, South Africa. He said, why you come? I say, Ada'u Salat. I came to read Salat. He said, no. Salat is, for what you came? I said, to read Salat. He said, no ziyarat, no tijarat, no business. I said, no, nothing. Just to read Salat. He got so happy. He took out one frame, you know, from there. He gave it to me. He said, Sheikh, take this there. That very few people come from so far just to read Salat. There. No shopping, no nothing. No. So then, Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab, conquered in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh in the 16th year of the Hijrah and the year Gregorian calendar 636. Wa harbaraha Salahuddin and Salahuddin Ayyubi Saladin the Just. He conquered it in 1187 after 88 years occupation by the Crusaders, the Christians and the Salbiyin in Arabic. Then the question, third one, وَمَنْ يُحَرِّرُهَا الْآنِ, who will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa now? Question mark. What a beautiful claim. But it got lost somewhere. When I think I was moving from Newcastle to land, I think it was. Anyway, I don't have it now. So he gave it to me. So you see, brothers, sisters, another thing he did, Mawlana Salim Karim, that I met you in Aqsa also, mashallah. He took me to the police. And he started shouting the police, this man came from South Africa, show him Masjid al-Aqsa. And in my mind, I'm thinking, so aren't we reading Salat in Aqsa? He said, this police is going to open for you the original Aqsa. Subhanallah, I never knew. Then those days, 1989, he took us right in the basement, you see, of Masjid al-Aqsa. So he said, this is the original Aqsa. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam had custodianship and custody over Sayyidah Maryam. Her mihrab, a niche, this is mihrab, the niche, the semicircle, all that. There was no lighting, no electricity there. You go with the torch. And I have to walk, worry, catch my wife's hand, just now we'll fall down in the well. There's well water at the bottom, so there it's dark. And now they put electricity. To see how Allah Ta'ala is, to see that. So all of you make intention. We'll go Makkah, we make our Umrah Hajj, we go Medina to Rasul, but then you can't forget Aqsa. Al-Aqsa yunadi, Aqsa is calling you, O Ummah. So remember that, and these are the great virtues of it also. Yes.
Mufti Sahab, I have that frame which you're speaking about also. I think we wait for that supper. I also have that frame. He fatahaha Umar wa harraraha Salahuddin faman lahal an. May Allah Ta'ala take us there. Mufti Sahab, what is the fazilat of being married on a Friday?
MashaAllah, Mawlana, just take a photo of that. You know, you're good in all these things and just send it to me, please, Mawlana. MashaAllah, you made increase my iman, man. You made my day for me today. SubhanAllah, I'm so happy at least somebody got it. Very good, you get married on a Friday. So we at our Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, this morning I announced, anybody you getting married, you got your children, grandchildren getting married locally, nationally, internationally, please send Your nikah announcement 084-786-3132, the Mozaitran between 10 and 10:30 this morning, is all the announcements of nikah. Is hadith in Tirmidhi. A'linun nikah. Announce the nikah. Waj'aluhu fil masajid. And perform the nikah in the masjid. All this business nowadays, people want to become modern. No, we make the nikah in the civic center. We make the nikah in the hotel. That is not sunnah. That is shaitani. If you ask me to perform nikah, I'll tell you it's masjid, I'll come. You tell me it's in a hotel, I'll say, no, you go for somebody else. May I can come all this party, please. You see that? So we must put the laws of Islam. So now Friday, why we encourage it? Because on the Friday between Asr and Maghrib, Isa and Mustajaba. Today is Friday. So let's give you the hadith in Mishkan Sharif. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, is Sayyidul Ayyam. It is the best day of the week. A'zamu inda Allahi min Eid al-Fitri wa Eid al-Adha. The day of Jumu'ah is superior, greater than the day of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Wa fihi khamsu khilan. And five things happened, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi wa sallam said. Fihi khuliqa Adam. Allah Ta'ala created Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. 6 days Allah created the universe, Saturday to Thursday. Friday, Allah Azza wa Jalla created him himself. Khalaqtuhu biyadayya. I created him with my own hand. What are the hands of Allah? It's beyond our perception, comprehension. Nothing of Allah resembles the creation. Nothing of creation resembles Allah. Laysa kamithlihi shay. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Nothing is equal to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. So first thing, وَفِيهِ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ. Allah Jalla Wala gave Nabi Dawud, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, he might death on a Friday. وَفِيهِ أُهُبِتَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. On a Friday, now be careful how you translate, you must learn how to translate. On a Friday, Allah Ta'ala transferred him, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidah Hawa, Adam and Eve, from the heaven, from Jannah, here to come to the land and then and the earth. So Nabi Adam and Hazrat Hawa, we say Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidah Hawa, is Hawa, H-A-W-W-A, not Hawa, it is Hawa, learn pronunciation properly. So Allah transferred them. Shaitan, Iblis, Allah expelled him. Get out from here. You will never see Jannah again. So you see the difference in the translation. You must understand that. So this happened also on a Friday. Now you will say, Nabi Adam alayhi salam coming here, how can this? So remember, if Nabi Adam alayhi salam shouldn't come, then where we should come? But we are sinners. Then all the Anbiya and all the Sahaba, all the Awliya, it is a blessing in disguise. So three, وَفِيهِ جَلْتَنْ تَقُوَ مُسَاءَ. And then on a Friday, you must remember that it will happen, you understood, that day of Qiyamah will come any Friday. The 10th Muharram story is Shia propaganda. Any Friday it will happen. And فِيهِ تَعَتُنْ مُسْتَجَابَ. Duas are accepted on a Friday, open Mishkan Sharif. When is that? It is on a Friday between Asr and Maghrib. So therefore, we also encourage it and get your daughters, your sons, everybody married, mashallah, on a Friday. And if you're asking which is the best month is Shawwal. Dalil evidence is mentioned in Tirmidhi. Mother Aisha Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha said, Inna hadith in Tirmidhi, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja fi fi Shawwal. The Master alayhi salatu salam married me and made nikah to me on the day of in the month of Shawwal. And Allah Mullah Ali Qari writes in Mithqat, the commentary of Mishkan, it was the 10th of Shawwal. When? Alhamdulillah, I also got married 10th Shawwal. You see? So mashallah, it's 4 months left still, you see? So you want to get married, Qari Zakir? So you, I think you must get married this year. Don't wait for Ramadan and all that, you see, and Shawwal. So mashallah, so everything is well documented. So inshallah, we make dua for all parties, get married, and read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Allah grant us our spouses and children and progeny that are the fullness of the eyes. بارك الله فيكم مع سليم كريم, and جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians there, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota. Make dua for us. We got the journey today to Northern. I must see that place there, you see, because first time I'm going there. جزاك الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.